You ever notice how data mixing feels like chasing a moving target?
Yeah, mixed weights shift as you pull more data, and you're stuck retraining from scratch.
Coffee's burning like a bad language model at 2 a.m.
What a day, dude. Anyway, today we're digging into causal mix.
The core problem is static mixture weights. When the data pool changes, the world shifts.
Exactly. RegMix and its kin treat the data distribution as a black box, fitting a curve on past runs.
But that curve only works if the pool stays the same. If you add a batch of math puzzles, the curve might go sideways.
Right. In super fine tuning, the data state matters a lot. You can't just drop a new domain and expect the same sweet spot.
So causal mix flips the script. It asks, what is the causal impact of nudging a domain weight when the data pool is in this specific state?
They model the data state as covariates, loss, entropy, writing style. Those are the confounders.
And the treatment is the log mixture of domains. Log helps keep numbers stable on the simplex.
Then they fit a causal forest over 512 proxy runs of a 0.5B model. That's a decent sample for causal inference. The forest gives you a conditional average treatment effect for each domain and data state slice.
In plain terms, Kate tells you how much you gain or lose by moving a bit of one domain into the mix, given the pool's difficulty.
And they don't just use the point estimate. They use a trust region policy, small steps, conservative updates.
That's why it can extrapolate. The causal model learns the underlying physics, so you can apply it to an 800K data pool or a 7B model.
They even tried it on long chain of thought data with a 4B base and saw gains.
So the pipeline is, gather 512 runs, extract covariates, fit causal forest, compute K, update mixture within a safety band.
One thing that worries me is the fidelity of the 0.5B runs. If the proxy runs aren't representative, the K could be off.
Sure, but the paper shows the 0.5B results transfer to 7B. That's a decent validation.
Still, the assumption that confounders are fully captured by loss, entropy, style is a stretch. There could be hidden variables.
Fair point. Maybe future work could add more granular metadata like token usage patterns.
You think causal mix actually beats RegMix on most downstreams?
In their experiments, yes. Causal mix outperforms RegMix in several baselines on a battery of tasks.
That's promising, but I'd like to see it on a commercial product, not just benchmarks.
Right. We're still in the research zone. No production repo yet, but the framework is generic. Well, I can't believe we're spending a Wednesday dissecting a paper. Guess we keep the podcast rolling.